Welcome to the Liberation Industries role-playing podcast and our first mini-sode, Creation of the Frozen City, in which we detail the introduction of our Apocalypse World game set in the aforementioned Frozen City, a metropolis locked in the depths of nuclear winter, and its Xenir inhabitants, Dents, the Faceless, who believes he is a god hunting other gods, Pedro, the Marmot, who solves mysteries to use as blackmail against anyone he meets, and October, the Skinner, who gives people tattoos. Keep in mind, like all episodes of the Liberation Industries role-playing podcast, this episode was produced under the influence of a vast amount of box wine, and contains a great deal of coarse language and noodle-eating sounds. If you find these sort of things offensive, get out now, while you still can. Now, buckle your war pants, and enjoy Creation of the Frozen City.
If you're a hard marmot, you may go aggro to your heart's content.
Or I could be a cool marmot.
Yeah, so you can choose any one of those sets, Fredo.
Okay, dinner is ready, so you can serve
up. Yeah, I'm happy to dish up.
Ready?
I promise.
Okay.
Concealed gender, yay!
Hey?
I've got a concealed gender.
Once you've got concealed your
gender
stats, you get
okay.
You get to pick gender, like apparent gender, your look. So you can go through those, pick any that you like the look of, give a bit of a description to your character.
Okay.
Also, these are categories?
Yeah, so I mean, you can pick any of those that you
okay.
want.
Okay.
So, yeah, no one really knows what gender you are, Pedro the Marmot. So...
So these aren't ones that I choose.
Yeah, because you've only got one in that section, but you could choose between healthy fur, Rufus fur, lush fur, mangy fur, or
I see.
Comb
yeah,
over.
Yeah, got it.
You may pick any of those that you like.
What's hoary fur?
I'm not sure. Like, hoarfrost is like the frost that clings to the ground, isn't it?
I imagine like short and spiky, kind of, I think.
Yeah. Or maybe it's dappled with grey? I don't know.
I want to be an ugly as fuck marmot, because, I mean, I am the pet of a Skinner.
He's not necessarily a leather worker. Fred,
he's actually the only beautiful thing left.
Oh, I guess...
We don't have a backstory yet.
Oh.
Don't worry. You'll
oh, okay, we get the backstory.
You'll get to that soon.
Alright, in which case I guess...
We can find out if we get along or not.
Oh yeah,
I
we could just
you.
Be... We could be enemies, that's true.
I don't know, okay...
You're a powerful enemy this day!
Can you talk, or is it just me that can communicate to animals?
Fred, can you talk to humans? Do you
so,
speak human?
I'm pretty sure I can talk to humans.
Oh, okay, well there we go.
Otherwise I can't rant, so I would like to... Rabbit eyes, yes please. Obese body? Do I want to be an obese marmot? Does that mean I get extra fat?
No.
You might get fat reserves, yeah.
You start with fat reserves, yeah.
No, I start with zero fat reserves because I'm...
Alright, we'll just have to bulk up on Cheetos later.
Geared, that was on the other page. Yeah.
Whoa. For you.
Sweet. Thank you.
Thanks,
buddy.
There you go. No worries. Whoa. Get my wine.
Oh, there needs to be a Princess Bride based RPG.
Yeah, probably.
There probably is.
Again, that's kind of how most D&D groups end up.
Well, it's like the running joke is like you've got a picture of the Fellowship of the Ring. It's like how D&D starts, and then the Monty Python's Holy Grail, a little screaming at the descending cow, and it's like how D&D usually ends. So we got some serious sort of
outlook.
Dionysus going.
No,
this
what's,
is not
what's outlook.
Though.
Yeah, oh yeah, you have to draw the mask.
Chain and outlook. Where do I get outlook and outlook?
Outlook is just, you know, how does your character sort of approach others? How, you know, have a think about that. So.
Oh, okay.
Friendly, paranoid.
So what else do I have
you shoot
to
people
out?
As soon as you see them. All right, so you've got your you get your stats in here. So pick one of those sets. Like I said.
Oh, it's the HX sets?
No, not the hex ones, the these stats. So fill those into those squares.
Okay. Oh, I see. I get it now.
So, yeah. Cool for doing cool stuff under pressure, hard for doing terrible things to other people, hot for doing not so terrible, but often manipulative things to other people, sharp to read people and things.
It's bullshit. This sort of marmot isn't hot. I'm into bestiality. This is bullshit.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, it specifically states that.
Yep. Yep. Looking spooky. Sai doing the utterly compulsory drawing of his mask.
Oh, mask. Okay, I was like, that's...
See?
Yeah.
This is not optional. Yeah, we don't need it now. I think I did alright. Now
I'm gonna eat. It's a good mask. Yeah. Yeah, you can eat and do if you like.
Well, I haven't done anything else. I'm gonna do the mask.
Yeah, this is the hard bit. Except for your hard stat. So yeah, we've got a
pretty hard determine in on some of these
I'm negative one hard.
Oh, negative one. Okay.
Oh, sorry, I'm one hard.
Yeah.
Same. I can kind of determine what casual wear and fetish wear are.
Yeah.
But but what's showy scrounge wear and display wear?
Well, scrounge wear refers to anything you sort of scavenged up. It's a rocking tuxedo you found in a grave, perhaps.
Oh, so he's Benny from Fallout.
Possibly, yeah. Where did he get that suit? Yeah. So, I mean, that's an option, you know. Like, beyond that, maybe you've just, like, scavenged it together from other things. I could see you moving around like a disco ball just with loads of glass on you or something.
Okay.
So, like I say, anything
display
you could sort of...
Display wear.
Ooh, that's an interesting one.
Okay, I'm going
Maybe you're in a fish tank.
Mankini? I don't
know. You're just walking around in an immense fish tank. No, display, I guess, but, display wear. That
display
is
wear.
It seems like parade. I would interpret that as, like, parade ground, but, yeah. So, where did you get that dress uniform? Corpses.
I view it as kind of, like, skimpy, but not, like, bondage gear.
Yeah, maybe sort of, yeah, show off, like,
Like a waist coat that only covers that.
I prefer a top hat.
rock and waistcoat.
Just, you know, vintage dresses and such.
Vintage dresses?
Yeah, that's
you
can do
that.
Too.
You can be a cross-dresser.
Yeah. Well, transgressing is one of the gender options, so you may transgress in any direction you like.
Oh, no, I put woman.
Oh, well, there you go, yeah. That's easy, too. Yeah. Well, it's showy as, then. So
you can decide
what it is, it's just a clue, so... The game does put a little emphasis on sex and the way that makes people interact, but you don't have to worry about that. I tend to, put that off screen.
I'm still going with a boy and his dog on this one.
Basically.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean... Yeah, there is a little psychological trigger that happens if you
or
have sex with another character.
Maybe a girl and her marmot.
Yeah, a girl and her marmot. I can see that working.
Two marmots and a cup. Yeah.
You're a terrible person, and I don't know why we keep you around. All right. So how are we doing?
Brings me back to school.
Okay. I have to figure out what this HX is, and I haven't looked at... I've looked at the name stats, looked thing. Mm. The other one, gear, that was on the other side, so that's just telling me that.
Yep. Okay. Yeah, you got to pick from the gear list, but...
HX.
Mm. So we do Hex last, so...
Okay.
Moves, I think you get 3 Skinner moves from the list on your right there, so...
Moves from the list on my right. Oh, okay, here we go.
Oh, I see.
I think you get fat reserves, hibernation, and something else.
One of the others.
Yeah. So, let's see. Dashiell Hammett got nothing. If people kick the crap out of you, you might get more clues on it. You can pull a night shift and get more clues or fat. Rock bottom, if you get shit-faced and do loads of cocaine, you can get more clues. nose for murder. That's like following up on clues. So,
that's right. I'm doing. Yeah, I'm.
You're a marmot detective. Are you regretting this decision yet? Nose for murder. Okay.
Why would I be regretting that decision?
Yeah. Yeah, like I said, some of the Skinner ones are a little complex, but
if somebody skins me, for instance, or what was your character?
Artful and Gracious is about Faceless performing man. An art and getting rewarded. Lost, you can
if
summon people through the ether.
My soul. Well, then I can just go and finish.
Hypnotic it. Basically gets people to do what you like of their own free will.
Oh, that's okay, then.
As long as you can get a moment alone with them to hypnotize them.
Hey, you know? Oh yeah, no. Oh, I'm sorry, you were talking to me.
Yeah, I was trying to summarize them, because the rules can be a little funny, but
so...
A little opaque.
Movement.
Okay.
Oh, I guess it's just a...
That'll happen later, yeah.
Oh, I see, again, that's happening later.
Yeah. That's if someone attempts to kill
my
you.
My chosen art.
Mm.
Okay.
So yeah, you can choose whichever art you like.
Alright.
Whether you have like a dozen marmots that you have trained to do tricks, I mean.
I don't know why you've got so many freaking marmots.
I don't think I do.
I didn't even know what a marmot was before this game.
In fact, I didn't even check off
prairie
pet.
Dogs.
Mm.
I went with tattoos instead of a pet at this point.
Tattooed, nice. Mm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Didn't even seem like they're not. So. I don't have a familiar or...
I mean, it's up to you what you go with for gear.
I'm deciding between the artful or hypnotic.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's sort of assumed that you have some sort of performance art as a Skinner, but yeah. I mean, it could just be storytelling or what have you, so... Rap battles. It's not a rap battle when you're the only one who knows how to do it.
Jorge. Pedro the marmot? Well, everybody votes for Pedro, so it's okay.
Oh, is he actually called Jorge?
I don't know.
No,
I
couldn't
find
it?
I haven't looked it up. I didn't get the internet to work, and I didn't really care that much.
Alright.
It is Pedro.
And then it's got these things at the bottom. Hold and other moves.
Yeah, those become important later. Hold is just if you get little bonuses through your actions.
Okay.
I'll let you leave.
That's something I don't need to do right now.
Nothing you need to worry about now.
Okay.
Gear and
button. Anything else? I just take all the things from that I...
That you like the look of?
Can
yep.
I put my
yep.
gear into my gearbox?
Oh. Yeah, you're a marmot. You may have a toolbox. Yeah, you...
Like a gear. It's just this...
Yeah, just drop that across. I don't think you've got too many choices. You've got a little notepad, a gun, and a flask.
Oh, so I only get one of the three?
No, you get all three.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Alright, how's our faceless coming? You've just walked over and picked Norman.
Yes.
Yep.
That's the only way.
So you're Norman? And what's your name?
Hey?
Oh, you're
Norman's
the name
game
of my mask.
Yeah, Norman's his mask's name.
I've got to think of a name for myself now.
You got some samples if you want them.
Mm. Playboy.
Oh. It's a tiny flask.
Big fucker. Tim-ding, tim-ding.
Okay.
I'm getting Randy voice in my ear.
Careful there.
No, I need to think of a voice for him.
Yes, can you smash it?
I diddly-dee potatoes.
So, yeah.
That'll be short, to be short.
Basically,
that'll be his voice.
Eerily.
Well,
something a bit more, I don't know, non-PC than Irish accent.
Alright, this thing with the Skinner special, is this something I choose now that happens every time?
You can choose whenever you want.
Okay.
So you can pick that however you like it.
What's the worst accent that a marmot could have?
Yeah, see?
South
African? I'm a marmot, sir. I'm a marmot, sir.
Yeah.
Oh, you! Yeah, that's it. It's Bogan.
Alright, it's Bogan.
I just think Ice Age I was going to go with, but okay.
Yeah, Bogan. Oh, yeah. Let's do this.
Yeah, what count?
Improvement.
You're fucking with the mom.
Don't worry about that just yet.
Don't worry about that.
All right.
And so harm, that's something else?
Yeah, that's when people try to kill you. So.
Yes, well...
So we've got Dent, Pedro, and what was that skinner's name?
Hey, October.
October, okay. October.
I guess his name can't be Pedro if he's a bogan. No, fuck it, he's Pedro the Bogan.
The Bogan Marmot.
Detective.
He's a real, like, what was the dude with Pedro the Mexican guy? The guy that dances.
Napoleon Dynamite.
Napoleon Dynamite.
Vote,
Pedro.
Vote for Pedro. That was my brother's favorite movie. In fact, you remember in the DVD release they had the extra scene in it where he has the.
I don't care that much about the movie.
I never did either, but I had a sibling.
But your sibling did, so you
yeah. And so there was in the DVD release they had an extra scene where the Napoleon's brother married that black girl that he met online.
Oh, okay.
And he sings this song to her, and my brother has actually performed that on stage. It's...
Well, on stage, that's okay. But if it was, he performed that to pick up, that's a different thing. That's his idea.
I don't think he ever went that far.
Okay, that's good.
But,
bigger dice.
Yeah, go ahead.
My brother's roommate at the time was a... was a guy from South America, so they found it was very apt.
Is there anything else in there?
A little bit, yeah. Leave a bit for Liz, though.
Oh, she hasn't eaten?
No.
Okay,
well. Alright, sure. Alright, now we can do Hex.
Do I want Rasputin or Juggernaut or Kool-Aid Man?
Dent?
Yes. This is Dent the Faceless.
That just... it's two hitchhikers. That immediately isn't the only thing in my mind.
Where's the one? Here one. There you are. I guess that could be the other accent, not. Oh, yeah, let's do this.
Just pick one. Oh, dear.
Well, while you're at it, if you...
Alright, cunt. Out of the bottle.
What a fancy cunt.
I'll get the other one open in a sec. We're fancy cunts here.
Oh, dear. I mean, it's a terrible sense that this is going to be similar to what happened in Scotland.
Sure.
I ran Dungeons and Dragons for some comedian buddies of mine. So, yeah.
And you just erupted into fist fights.
Not fist fights, no.
See,
it was,
that shit is...
weird. Yeah, it was weird.
Written you?
Not bad.
Shame swag. That's what... yeah, that's the catchphrase.
Sorry, it was Pedro and...
hey?
What was your character name?
October. Oh, should I be doing that in HX?
Yep, alright. Right. So, we'll start
right
with...
in the other person's name.
Yeah, start, start with Dent. So, yeah, I think you have a little HX tracking section. So, start with Dent. What does it say to you do on your turn?
Do I have to choose one of these two?
You can pick... alright, so... do a quick introduction. Who are we, what do we look like?
Okay.
Alright, so Dent is like this... massive, hulking, crazy man... with like, scrounged armor, like... half tire shoulder pads and like radiator chest plate and things like that. Wearing
a bits of cars, love it.
And wearing like a old cracked Dionysus theater mask. That's pretty much about that.
So yeah, okay. If you're done.
Oh, so do you want me to do the HX now? Or
No. We'll just do a quick round so we all know each other. Pedro.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Well, Pedro is a marmot.
which is a kind of prairie dog, apparently.
Yeah, so it's a prairie dog, like, so he, like, runs around. Sort of, yeah, I mean, so he's got a healthy coat, rabbit eyes, and he's quite muscly. But I mean muscly in the mountain climbing sort of sense of muscly, because he's a frigging marmot.
Yeah.
Like, you can't have a, like, real buff marmot.
Yep. Cool.
Yeah, I maybe.
Mean, he lifts.
Okay, but he lifts, but he's only got really weird shoulders. Like, he hasn't done his legs days. He hasn't done.
He's been overclocking arm.
All these he just did chest. You know,
way too long.
All he did was his chest for way too long. So he's got like big pecs. Almost looks like a girl. We don't know if he's a girl or not. But either way, it was because it's muscle, not because it's
a busty marmot. Okay. October.
October the Skinner. She's a woman. Likes to sort of dress up a bit. Very beautiful face, bright eyes, but with calloused hands and sort of a toned body, you know, living out in the wild. Anything else you need to know? Garen?
Well, you went with tattoos, was it?
So, yeah.
How did those turn out?
I have extensive tattoo work, most of it self-done as an artist.
Okay. Also, you Skinner does tattoos. There you go. That's an interesting choice. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So, I have usually over top of my fabulous dress clothes, I also have this awesome coat, which I wear all the time.
Awesome coat. All right. So, Dent, let's get the first of your hex choices. You've got a couple of options to pick from, I think. So.
Yeah. Okay, so my first one... Someone helped me do something horrible once.
So, do you want to do that one? Who helped you do something horrible?
Oh, we know each other more.
So you've known it. Hex is history. So you've known each other from before.
Oh,
so
that's okay. Okay.
Now the apocalypse was maybe 50 years ago. That's all I've got to go on. This is all the information the game gave me.
I don't even remember what happened in the
apocalypse. You guys are probably young enough that you were all born afterwards. So
you don't know me. You don't know how old I am.
Maybe it is a weird place, this apocalypse world. So. Who helped Dent do something horrible?
I'm kind of imagining Pedro, and I'm maybe, like, holding some guy's face, like, under a car bonnet, and you're just, like, jumping on the gas pedal.
So, what? Okay.
Yep. And just, like,
Dent and Pedro, why were you torturing this person? Just,
they were a criminal. I'm an investigator.
One of you probably had a reason.
It was clearly somebody that I was investigating and we needed information from.
Tortured for information.
And it went a little bit too far.
Okay, no. You were helping him.
You were helping him do something terrible.
Yeah, true.
So what did you have against this person?
I was investigating something for him, because I'm an investigator. I've got to investigate.
Yeah, alright, so, but yeah, you...
it's just they helped me do something terrible.
Yeah, so, well, what... I know the faceless often does terrible things, but why was this one important?
So the person, what did they do to you, and why was I investigating it?
Oh. Well, you can probably answer why you're investigating it, but I was imagining they...
Yeah, what did they do to you when you, like, hired me to investigate? Or I was just your buddy and I investigated.
Oh, and I owe you 3 clues, I think, so...
I'll
have to, get those ready.
Like, honestly, as far as, like, a psycho goes, I feel he just probably pissed me off.
Can we...
He was walking, maybe walking on the wrong side of the road.
Well, what was special about the road? Why was the wrong side important that day?
It wasn't. That day?
Yeah, that day. What?
I'm supposed to have,
It can be psychologic. Give me something.
So I have 3 things for HX, so do I,
We'll do it.
So
in
I guess we
have...
We go
around the circle, so, yeah.
Okay, no.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry, I got to engineer Pedro's clues as well,
okay.
So
the sun was rising in the east, so you have to walk on the right side of the road.
Okay, when the sun's rising on the east, you got to walk on the right side. All right, and let's give this guy a name. Chunk.
Is
he still alive?
Yeah. Is he?
Was his name Chunk before or after this?
Yeah, Chunk is dead. Wrong side of the road.
You guys just straight up just murdered someone.
Well,
together.
The question is he still dead?
Yeah, well,
that's kind of how I also get paid.
that is one option for.
One act of murder, well, that's one barter.
Oh, okay.
Trip. Alright, so, yes, you guys... how did that make you feel, Pedro? Him just up and murdering somebody And why did you help him do it?
That's a good question. Since I investigate such things. So the reason I investigate these things isn't so that they can be solved, but so that I can, like, make the intrigue worse.
Like, you're a terrible marmot.
You just always want there to be more mystery.
Pedro
more
mystery, thirsts exactly. for chaos, okay?
I thirst for chaos, so basically I did it. I investigate people so that I know that they're evil, and if they're evil, I help them. If they're good, I... Yeah,
are you a blackmailer as well?
Sure. Okay, so you know, it's like... It's a bit like, oh, what's his name from The Watchmen?
Rorschach
from The Watchmen, in the sense that he's not a good guy. But he does a lot of investigations.
Yeah, sure. He looks through bones and like, ooh, these look like little girl bones.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, I give you HX plus 2.
Yeah, all right. So if you write dent in your hex, and use your pencil, and just write plus 2 on that.
Where's that? Oh, just here?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yep. I see. Plus
and two. I think because you're a marmot, you get the choice of deciding whether Dent is suspicious or not.
Yeah, that's what we're going to do in a second.
Help or infer... Oh, okay.
Yeah, so help. You can use your hex to help or fuck with other players, basically. So, alright, so, yeah. Would you call him...
Hold on. Other than this, like, on the whole, what's our... Never mind, okay. Let's just go on. But I was just going to, like... What is the relation? Are we supposed to be, like, doing something together? Or is
at this
it actually
stage,
just, like, versus? We're just, like, wandering around.
It's not versus. It's just finding out what happens, basically. Yeah. You know, so you guys come into the story with this history.
Mm. And then we do some shit, and history progresses.
And history progresses.
Like, freeform sandbox.
It's very freeform sandbox kind of...
Morrowind, Oblivion, or something like that.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so, Pedro... what's your first hex option?
Okay, so are you done with your hex?
Oh, yeah,
we sort of go around one at a time, but yeah.
Okay, oh, I see, okay. Now I get it.
Except with, like, those kind
all
of
right,
things.
Alright, so I have to tell
character.
Everybody hex minus one, because I'm not exactly easy to read or even notice, really.
Okay, so you two are at hex minus one with Pedro.
Okay, negative one, Pedro.
Oh, okay. I'm supposed to be writing these things down.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, so you only got Pedro.
Also, on everybody else's team turn, I have to decide if they're suspicious. Well, you're suspicious, but that's not necessarily a bad thing.
Okay.
So, well, alright, if he's suspicious, you get a plus one with him, I think. So.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So you'd be a plus 3.
Who's suspicious in that equation?
If he's suspicious of Dent.
Okay, so he's 3 now.
Yep. So yeah, you're
and now
hex
when it's
plus
your turn,
3.
I get to decide whether you're suspicious.
Is it okay? So I just do one
so
thing.
You pick one.
One of these things. Okay. Well. Yeah, it's nothing so dramatic as a torture and murder, but. We are friends.
Oh, sweet.
Right. We are friends. Yeah, that's it.
Pedro and October are friends. So
we
what...
as someone that is has sort of the affinity for animal life and communicating with animals.
Yeah,
you recognize
right.
that.
All right. That's great.
So
you're suspicious.
All right. So how much hex is that for Pedro?
That's 2.
All right, so Pedro gets plus 3 with October as well.
October is your name, okay.
October is friends with Pedro.
So, how does this...
And yours,
plus 3.
Yeah, yours will come back soon.
Everything's suspicious.
Because you're minus 1 with Pedro, so let's get
well,
you one
my
with...
my friend, why the fuck is that?
All right, let's connect...
So what
let's,
do I put?
Let's connect Dent and October. How do you guys know each other? So you've got some options there.
My options or his options?
Which one springs out? Pick one.
Right. Do you want to be my lover?
Oh no.
Could be lover. Could be ex lover.
Ignore the beard there.
We're going with two options. You can either be my lover or you can be in love with me, and it's just reciprocated.
So those are the Skinner options. Do we have a preferred one from the faceless? I don't know why I should.
Basically,
or I could just tell you one of them, I guess.
Also, I think you could like say that you're in love with her, but you could be like because you have to be in love
yeah.
with her in some way. But what is
your,
love?
Your...
That's the question. What is love?
Shut up, Marmot.
That's a nice paw.
Your other option is like...
Well, I mean...
No, but then it's just lovers. Like, I mean, there's only...
Rock and roll.
There we go. All right.
So they're lovers.
Ah, but it's just like, I choose one of those, don't I, of those two.
Oh, wait, yeah, because you did something terrible with the marmot, everyone else gets plus one with you. So you're already at plus one with, you're already at plus one with Dent. I think everyone's connected otherwise. You haven't got anything with October. So, what do you...
I mean, I can do that one.
Yep. No, that's on your turn. That's going to happen either way. So
No, that's on the other turn.
Process of elimination, the gun lugger is in love. Yeah, I'm just a big... Yeah.
The gun lugger will jump in later.
Yeah,
okay. So we'll deal with that later. So, yeah, so you get plus one with Dent. You're on plus one.
Plus one.
And is there anything it says that you can do on your turn?
On my turn, for whatever number they tell you, give it plus one or minus one. Your choices each. It doesn't, like, give any context to it.
So, yeah, essentially, you start at a base of plus one with Pedro and plus one with Dent. You can choose to give a plus one or minus...
Is it plus two with Pedro because he's my friend?
A minus one with Pedro because he is a hard marmot to read. So you can give it a plus one or a minus one as you like.
Okay.
The pluses are generally better. It means you can mess with their heads more effectively. But yeah, and as a skinner, you're pretty good at reading people. So
I'm.
It is a funny thing directionally.
Yeah, okay, sure.
Sorry about that, but because,
minus one then.
Yeah, because Pedro is your friend, you've made friends with Pedro, that gives him emotional leverage on you.
Mm.
But he's still a hard guy to read.
I thought this was like sort of enmities. Like...
It's not enmities exactly, but it is, yeah, in terms of how much time you sort of spent together, it is like you get a sort of thought for how people work, yeah?
So at the end of this hex thing, I need to go, whoever's highest, I need to...
Alright, so yes, you get to pick someone to highlight
their stats.
So who's got the highest hex number on your sheet?
On mine, both are equal.
Oh, they're both equal, okay. October. Yeah. You haven't got October yet? Alright, so...
Well, I'm just going to ignore whatever he's going to say, and give her a plus three, because she's nice to me.
Oh yeah, and alright, so you were nice to the faceless despite the horrible demeanor?
Yeah, no,
Well, that's how he interpreted it.
I actually found that, compelling.
Yeah, As
and
he
I
interpreted
think your fur is pretty.
Despite that,
I want to fix him and find the beauty in the
and
faceless.
that works, yeah.
You can find more of the Liberation Industries role-playing podcast at our website, liberationindustries.net. Our theme music is Analog Boys by T. Gamble, courtesy of freesfx.co.uk. Until next time, folks, this has been Liberation Industries. You cannot find us, we don't exist.